Amen. Hey, I wanted to just talk to you this Christmas and I guess see how you're going. It's been a bit of a year, hasn't it? My name's Karen, I'm part of the church here, and I feel like this Christmas, more than any other, the truth needs to be told. I am in touch with people from all different nations, some of those that you've seen on the screen, and I was having a conversation just a few weeks ago. Some of the pastors in Nepal who, there is 250,000 cases of COVID in Nepal. And he's in Kathmandu and he's talking about the revival that's happening in that nation, but it's coming at a cost. He said he's exhausted and I asked him why he's exhausted. And he said, you know, just last week I baptized 300 people. He said, everyone in our nation is asking what is going on and they're turning back to their Creator. On the same call, there was a pastor from Cambodia, and he goes, I'm running 9 services a weekend to try and fit everybody in. Because in our country, everybody's asking what's going on, and they're turning back to their Creator. And I sense the Creator is injecting into this Christmas that question, what is it all about? What difference does it make anyway? Is it just about tinsel? Is it just about baubles? Is it just about a tree? That even though it's done beautifully, Karen, is it just about that or is it about something more? You know, 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah prophesied that it would happen. And I have to ask the question, why at the time it happened, did it happen? What difference did it make back then and what difference does it make today? Back then, it was the greatest miracle that had ever happened. A baby born to a virgin girl that was the Son of God, the greatest miracle that set in course miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. You know, from Jesus' life, he himself did miracles. He turned water into wine. That's a great miracle. He fed the hungry. He raised the dead. He fed thousands of few loaves and a few fishes. Miracle after miracle, and we still have those miracles today. New life in Jesus. How is that possible? I don't know. It is. The redeeming work of God in our life is miraculous. Faith in a season of doubt. How is that possible? I don't know. It just is when we put our faith in Jesus. And amidst all the doubt, amidst all the changes that are happening almost every hour on our televisions, God is constant, miraculous. There's 3 miracles this Christmas, 1 that I want to share with you, 2 that I want to share with you, and 3. Number 1, the miracle of light. Light in darkness. Have you ever been caving? Have you ever been to the caves down south? And you're standing in, maybe some of your kids have, and they turn the light off. I mean, they do it to every single tour. And you try and put your hand in front of your face, you can see nothing. And that's what pure darkness feels like. Yet they just shine a torch or strike a match or put a lighter on and it just lights and illuminates the entire cavern. That's the presence of God in our world today. The light that came into the world, we're told in John 12 and verse 46, I have come into the world as a light so that anyone who believes in me should not stay in darkness. Darkness of the soul, darkness of the spirit, darkness of the times that we're in. We don't have to stay there. We have Jesus, who is the light of the world. Some of the places we stay, we can stay in depression, we can stay in unbelief, we can stay in brokenness, we can stay in sorrow. Some of us have had things to be deeply sorrowful about this year, yet when Jesus is in us, we don't have to stay in the space. The light comes to take us out of the darkness. Second thing is the miracle of mercy. I don't know about you, but this year I've found my heart a little challenged with some of the people in my world. Like just to have grace, just to have mercy, just to have patience, just to have kindness. Perhaps that's with extended family or neighbors or friends. I don't know. Everyone's dazzled. It's impossible to forgive in a way we're meant to forgive unless we have the grace of God in our life. Jesus came to give us the miracle of his grace in each one of us. One of my favorite characters in scripture is Paul. He's a full-on guy. I mean, before he got saved, he was full-on. And when he was saved, he was full-on as well. I feel like God saw his personality and said, I need that guy for the kingdom. And he stopped him in his tracks when he was persecuting Christians, when he was killing those who had any faith in Jesus. Anyone who was of the way, Paul would find them, hunt them down, and kill them. Well, God found Paul, hunted him down, stopped him in his tracks, filled him with his spirit, and put him on a mission. And then we find Paul writing these words about the difference that that made in his life. We find it in Timothy chapter 1. It says this, Paul speaking, I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy enough and appointed me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are now in Christ Jesus. He says, here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Paul says, of whom I am the greatest. Does anyone else want to challenge that claim? Okay, maybe there's another one sinner in this place. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, says Paul, Christ may display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. I'd never read that phrase before. And I smile to think that Christ needs more patience with some than with others. And Paul's like, Christ needed a lot when it came to me. And then he starts, now, to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever and ever and ever. And the passion with which he tried to kill those of faith, he now brought to faith. And I sometimes wonder if we've been saved from great sin, we have great praises on our lips. And perhaps we should remember this Christmas what God has saved us from. I think the third miracle is the miracle of his presence, the miracle of light, the miracle of mercy, and the miracle of God. He's with us. The prophet Isaiah said, and she will bear a child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Don't you love that this Christmas, more than any other, my thoughts go to God amongst us, God within us, God present with us. We're not alone on this earth. We're not fighting a pandemic on our own. We're not struggling in families on our own. We're not fighting battles on our own. We have Emmanuel, God with us, his very presence. In fact, it was James who said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So I want to encourage you this Christmas. Something. God is drawing mankind to himself in a gentle and powerful way, unlike any other. And for this year, for such a time as this, he's asking that of you too. Do you need light to pierce some of the dark places in your lives? Do you need his mercy to be offered to you first and then for you to offer to others? And do you need his presence to draw you in and remind you you're not alone? He's with you. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. You know, Donald, I know you get this. Even though you think you're the biggest sinner in this place, I'd like to challenge that. Are you a middle child?
Eldest child.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm a middle child. So I figure I might be a bigger sinner than you.
Oh, we lead the way.
You lead the way. But you know, when we talk about God with us, when we talk about his light shining, I know you get this. I know you live this. I watch you from a distance mostly. But it's part of who you are, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. As you were talking, it was so, so good. I was just reminded of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech where he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness.
Yes.
Hate cannot destroy hate.
Yes.
Only love can do that.
Yes.
And it reminds me of the scripture in John. where we talk about the breadth of God's love.
Yes.
You know, it's so wide.
Yeah.
That it includes everybody.
Yeah.
It's so deep that he reaches even to the deepest.
Yeah.
And it's so high.
Yeah.
That it reaches the heavens.
And I feel like this Christmas, our world needs that message. I don't know about you, but I need it. I feel like God's tucking us in this year, going, hey, it's okay. I'm with you. I make a difference. I change everything. And a few weeks ago, Donald said something in our church in communion, and we just want to share that with you. You start. The difference that Jesus makes in us makes all the difference, not just for us, but for others as well.
Oh, yeah. Really, we're talking about what is the goodness of God. Mm. And here's some practical examples. When we have nothing, Jesus gives us everything that we need.
I think when we're afraid, Jesus gives us courage.
When we doubt ourselves, Jesus gives us assurance and confidence.
I think when we're broken, Jesus picks up the pieces and he rebuilds from the ruins of our life.
We don't know, those of you out here that perhaps are battling an illness, but when we're sick, Jesus brings healing.
When we can't see where to go and we don't know the next step, Jesus lights our path.
And when we have sorrow, Jesus brings comfort.
When we're lost and we can't find our way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
When there is no way, Jesus makes a way.
And I think this Christmas, to remind ourselves of who he is and the difference he makes, would be a wonderful thing to carry for the next 5 days, to take to your families, to take to your neighborhoods, to hold in your heart, and to hold on to for the year ahead. I'm going to ask Donald to pray for us, and I'd love us to stand. And then the worship team is going to lead us in a final song just to finish our night. Why don't we all stand together? And would you just pray a blessing over all of us, Donald?
Emmanuel, God with us. Ever present in our every circumstance. Ever present for every need. Father God, whatever we feel in the season, whether it's peace, joy, whether it's anxiety or trepidation, we know that the world puts us on shaky ground, but you are a solid foundation.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And so we reach out to you. We stand on your name, Emmanuel, God with us.
Thank you, Lord.
And we pray that in this season, yes, and every day going forth, you may be with us, you may give us peace,
Father,
and love, and direct us,
yes, God,
into the light of who you are.